Hey guys, and welcome to Impact to Income. My name is Tyler Watson, and we're going to share a little bit about a book that I actually just finished reading called Left to Tell. And it's the story of Immaculée Ilibagiza from Rwanda. And it was phenomenal. It's truly life-changing. It's a book that I encourage everyone to read. And what I found in it, though, that was extremely insightful is the way that she took her fear and doubt and frustration and everything and turned it into a way of living for a purpose, even though it was like every excuse in the world not to be able to live. So what do I mean? Well, let me just describe the story for you. So this lady, girl, she's, you know, in her mid-20s, and she... her whole family is outside of this house and they're all getting slaughtered. She just knows that, you know, this terrible war is happening between the Hutus and the Tutsis. And it's not even a war. It's just a genocide where the Hutus slaughter all the Tutsis. And for just spite and political stimulation that causes people and neighbors to turn on their friends and kill them. And it's crazy, crazy, crazy. So she finds a preacher's house, and her and eight other women, at first it's six women, and then it turns to eight. But she stays in this 4x3 bathroom where it's kind of a hidden bathroom, and they hide it behind this closet, this wardrobe. And they stay in there for 3 months, cramped, no room to move. They can't talk a word, and just fear, 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 because the raiders, the Hutus, would come in just random throughout the week, searching the house, trying to find anyone hiding out. So she had every opportunity to live in fear. And the cool thing about what happened to her was about, I think, a couple months in, 2 months in, she gets this idea that she, through praying, through seeking about what her purpose is and what she's to do, that she needs to learn English, and she's to join in a work for the UN and share her story and really help people through this experience. And so she doesn't know English. She's, you know, knows her native language in French. And so she asks the preacher, when he opens the door to give them their daily supply of food, which was breadcrumbs and sometimes barely anything to live off of, because he couldn't spare much food. Otherwise, his family would know that he was hoarding people. And so she went through this experience of asking him, so taking action on her vision, to ask if he had any books in English. He gives her two books in English and a French to English dictionary, English to French dictionary. And she said that she had never been so alive while in that bathroom, while the other girls were just zoning out and, you know, doing their thing. Some of them were praying. Some of them were just in shock for the whole time. She was studying. And the act of studying, she said she got so excited knowing about what she could do. She would study for 12 to 14 hours a day and try to stay up looking at the words in with no light, and just everything to do to get to master the English language. And she learned some sentences, some things that she knew she had to say to people to make a difference. And I think about that power that, when she had a vision of something that she could do, instead of just to survive and get out of the bathroom, it took her mind away from any of the current situation pain that she was going through. And she actually came alive in this essential prison. And I just want to share with you guys that no matter what your circumstance, if you're struggling with money, if you're struggling with your relationships, if you're struggling with your health, whatever circumstance you have, if you gain a vision of something that's going to make a difference for someone else, and you start to educate yourself, you will start to enjoy everything about your life. And I know I have witnessed that for myself. As I, before I started being a speaker and a coach, I thought I had a vision. I wanted to be a healer, a doctor of natural medicine, but I didn't really have anything burning inside me to educate myself. And it wasn't until I met my wife, who loves education, that I started to understand the power of getting educated. And even just thinking back to this battle between the genocide between the Hutus and the Tutsis, most of the people, I mean, there were some very educated people, but those ended up actually being the leaders that would get all the uneducated people and turn them against the Tutsis. So my thinking and my understanding is if people are educated and understand history and understand how people make decisions and why things happen and why things don't happen, and you start to educate yourself on something that can make a difference in someone's life, you come alive. And that's the power of education, is when you have something that you're living for and you're learning, so many things are happening. Your brain's growing, you're being stretched, you're learning, you're being more creative. And all these ideas start to form powerful thought processes in your brain. And so it does a lot for us. So I want to encourage you that no matter what circumstance you're in right now, to pick something to dedicate your life to where you can love the education process. If it's speaking and coaching, you can do so many cool things to learn about how to better yourself, have personal development. You can do spiritual attunement. You can study specific skills in your career. But just start to study with a passion. And you'll find yourself, by doing so, you will start to create new circumstances for yourself because you're showing up differently. You're acting on impressions. You're growing yourself. So I just want to share this and give you this opportunity to act on this. So if you want to post what it is that you're studying, go to tylerfb.com, tylerfb.com, join the enrollment master's group, and post in there your assignments. Okay, it's really powerful, awesome stuff that people are doing right now. I love to see what fascinates you, what you're studying, what is making you excited. So go to tylerfb.com and post what it is that you're going to do to study, whether it's a book, a course, something, whether you want to go through something of ours or something of anyone else to learn a skill. Just dedicate yourself to start to study. When you start to study, you get excited about sharing and teaching, and everything you do to make an impact deals with people. So if you're not growing, if you're not learning, then you're going to avoid conversations with people. Be sure and learn, be sure and grow. Post it on our group there. I'd love to see what you guys are studying and diving into. And we'll see you on the next one.